Hello, my name is Jasmine Jia. Welcome back to Jasmine's Chinese-based podcast. Are you getting a hang of those first words and four tones yet? My guess is it still feels funny to make those sounds. But that's okay. It will feel more natural as you practice and learn more. In this lesson, we're going to move forward and learn 11 numbers, that is 0 to 10. It's going to be a fun lesson. First, let's go over some interesting facts about the Chinese language. What does it mean that the Chinese language is character-based? If you take a look at this podcast cover, you will see that in the table on the top, I have shown the written words for sun, moon, and mountain. They are 日, 月, and 山. All Chinese characters are monosyllabic, consisting of one syllable only. You usually can't tell the pronunciation of each word from the written language because Chinese characters don't use any alphabetical systems. So when you learn each new word, you need to memorize two sets of information: the pronunciation, which is spelled in pinyin, and the written words, which are characters. Those three particular examples are pictographs, abstract images of the subject. The good news is only a small portion of the Chinese characters are pictographs. There are ways to derive meanings or even sounds based on the components when it comes to the more complex characters. But in order to do that, you need to master a substantial amount of simple characters first. That said, believe it or not, the Chinese language is less daunting than it sounds, especially if you're willing to follow my instructions. Now you know that characters are a very important part of this language. If you are really interested in Chinese, there is no other way around but to bite the bullet and learn them. In fact, many people have learned to like practicing the characters, not only for its meditative nature and the beauty of the characters, but also for its a helpful tool towards mastering this mysterious ancient language. All right, we really got to move on to those 11 numbers. Please have the podcast cover in front of you and repeat after my daughter Lulu and me. E is easy. E.
E.
R, like a pirate. R. R.
R.
Sun, like sunshine. Sun.
Sun.
Si, like snake. Si.
Si.
五, like woohoo. 五,
五.
六 is the name of my friend Leo. 六,
六.
七, like cheese. 七,
七.
八, like ba ba black sheep. 八,
八.
九, like the brand of car, Geo. 九,
九.
十, like Chicago, 十,
十.
零, like bowling, 零,
零.
Good job. Repeat a few more times, then we'll do some exercise to help you really get these numbers down. Okay, are you ready? It's a simple exercise. Just try to answer the following number questions in Chinese. Number one, what number follows after R? Number two, 五 minus 三 is? Number three, 四 times R is? Number four, what number comes before 十? Number five, 一 plus 五 is? Number six, how many days are there in a week? Number seven, from 1 to 10, what's your favorite number? Number eight, what's your phone number? Number nine, what's your house number and or apartment number? I think you know all the answers. We're running out of time. Keep practicing whenever you see numbers around you. Try to say your friend's or family member's phone number and address in Chinese. Once you know these numbers well, I will show you how to count to 100 in the next lesson. It will be a piece of cake. See you again. 再见.